Hey, Patrick, good morning.
Hey, Mike.
Good to have you with us on News Talk 98.1 WTSN. Patrick Simmons of the Doobie Brothers, my guest this morning. And, Patrick, I had a chance to see the Doobie Brothers when you were touring with Steely Dan here in New Hampshire. You guys have not missed a beat. You guys sounded great.
Oh, that's very nice, Mike. Thank you. Thanks for the kind words.
I mean, it was a great show, brought us back to a good time in our lives. And you guys, I mean, with so many records out and Grammy Awards, I mean, what's left for the Doobie Brothers to do right now? And I know you're thinking about going back into the studio and writing, recording new music. How exciting is that for all the fans out there, I guess?
Well, it's exciting for us. I don't know how, I hope it'll be exciting for the fans. But, you know, we always like to, you know, I think that's something, as long as we're, you know, working together, we'll always be trying to record something new. But that, you know, we talk about it whenever it's been a, you know, there's been a little spell that we haven't put something out. You know, we'll get together and talk about, you know, anybody got any new material. And we always, you know, people kind of always writing. I know I am. Whether I'm writing for this band or I'm just writing for myself, I'm always working on something with, you know, in mind to release something down the way or put it online or whatever, you know, you might do with it. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about having that opportunity.
You know, over 40 years together, and the group has changed a little bit. Some members have come and gone, but you guys have kept the core of the Doobie Brothers together over the years. What do you look at as the success and the lasting capability of the Doobie Brothers over the years? Why have you lasted so long? I mean, obviously, the music is great. The songs are wonderful. I mean, what is your impression of why the group has lasted as long as it has?
Well, you know, I think it's just having enough guys that are interested in you know, continuing and moving forward. I've been there, you know, through every incarnation of the band. But this is kind of what I always wanted to do. I always wanted to be a rock and roll band, and you know, having this, you know, this brand, if you will, to be able to continue with, and then having great musicians and writers to participate has always been, you know, an honor and a, you know, a privilege really for me. But I think, you know, that's what keeps you engaged is the songs and the music itself. I think luckily, you know, myself and Tom, we started this band back in, gosh, 1969, and you know, we're still playing together. You know, I look at our band kind of like a Fleet, almost, you know, like a Fleetwood Mac or something. You know, Mick Fleetwood and John McPhee are still doing it together after really, kind of, you know, they've been together probably longer than we have. But you know, various musicians come and go, and you have a band that people remember and recognize, and songs that people know, and you know, to be able to go out and do that and still have the members be engaged and the audience be engaged is a real gift, you know. So I, again, speaking more for myself, I suppose, than anybody else, it's something that I don't take for granted. It's something that I really enjoy and probably will always do it as long as there's folks out there that want to come and listen.
Well, Paul McCartney, in his recent tour, he asked Willie Nelson one time, Patrick, he said, "Willie, when are you going to retire?" And Willie Nelson says, "Retire from what?" Retire from what? You guys obviously love what you do. You haven't missed a beat. I mean, the fan base is there. New music is exciting. You're still on tour. We're excited that you're coming back to New England. You're going to be at the Lynn Auditorium in Lynn, Massachusetts in November, as well as Mohegan Sun. And then you're doing something that a lot of groups have done. I saw Stevie Wonder do this in concert. He did his 1976 album, the whole album, Songs in the Key of Life. And I think a lot of groups are trying to think of, you know, trying to stay, you know, relevant and creative. So you guys are going to end this tour at the Beacon Theater in New York City by actually performing straight through a couple of your albums. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, we talked about it for a long time, and I think obviously other people having done it was, you know, kind of made us interested in doing it. Could we do it, you know? And for a while, you know, I think it's kind of intimidating and to a certain respect because of the, there are certain songs that, you know, you record and then you never really revisit them. There are certain songs that we never played since we recorded them. And when we recorded them, you know, sometimes when you're in the studio, you do things sort of piecemeal. You know, one guy might come and go in and record something, and then you go in and record another part on top of it. You might not play through the whole song. You might just play in the choruses or something, and then you'll sing some backgrounds. But trying to revisit a song and make it a song that the entire band can perform and deliver is somewhat intimidating. So that's what we've done anyway. But in doing it, we realized that we can make these songs even better than probably they were when they were recorded. I think we're, you know, certain background parts maybe weren't performed that well, or the mixes were such that, you know, you can, certain things kind of got buried in the mixes, maybe because they weren't performed as well as they should have been. So you get a chance to really take a hard look at the songs. And, you know, I really think as we've done this, I think people are going to see that these songs, this performance, these songs are going to be better maybe than they were on the records. Although, you know, there's certain magic to recordings that people always, you know, people get used to hearing mistakes like they're part of the what you intended, when sometimes they really are mistakes. But, you know, I think probably we've avoided some of that in rehearsing them. But I think people are going to really enjoy the, you know, hearing the songs a little cleaner, a little tighter. I think we've improved as musicians, and we've messed a little with the arrangements in that we've, you know, updated things just slightly, and not so much we've updated them, but we've you know, extended some of the songs a little bit so that you know, they're not over in 3 minutes. They actually extend a little bit longer, and I think people will enjoy that as well. So,
yeah, should be hopefully. A lot of fun, Patrick.
We have fun.
Should be a lot of fun. Patrick Simmons of the Doobie Brothers joining us this morning here on News Talk 98.1 WTSN. Good luck with the rest of the tour. We'll look forward to you coming back to New England, and thanks for all the great music. We appreciate it. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate talking to you.
All right. Bye-bye, my friend.